Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Nancy Kelch. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone, to the first of our pricing and configuration call series. So appreciate everyone taking the time to attend this morning. We have actually put this series together as a result of your feedback in the pre-pulse sessions where it was identified as a need for some additional sessions and focus on pricing and configuration enablement. So we have put together a series of calls with the support and help from the Worldwide Enablement Team. And in the invitation, you saw the series of calls, the first one starting today, focusing on NetCool Omnibus and Tech to Omnibus. There are a number of other calls that are scheduled that you can reference in the invitation. The next one is going to be focused on ITM and ITCAM, scheduled for May 7th, so you might want to make a particular note of that one. And you can check the invitation for the additional follow-on calls. And we will be sending reminder information on that as well. The other thing I just wanted to share before we get started is if you do have any additional requirements on pricing enablement topics that are not covered either here today or in the sessions outlined in the invitation, please let me know, and I'll be working with George Hunter from the Worldwide Enablement Team, and we'll take a look at those and assess what we can do to address any additional requirements that you might have. So again, thank you for joining, and at this point, I'd like to turn the call over to George Hunter from the Worldwide Tivoli Sales Enablement Team. George?
Well, thank you, Nancy. Thanks for putting this together. It is something that I think has been needed for a while, and you've jumped on top of this and am able to address this growing issue, and I think we're going to start off with one of the most exciting areas of pricing and one of the best opportunities for sales, and that is in the NetCool bundle and then also the Tech to Omnibus pricing. Now, in this presentation, I'm going to refer often to John Phillip, and John is very important because he is the market manager for the NetCool suite of products as well as the complete SAPM portfolio. However, more importantly, for pricing and entitlement discussions, John is the single point of contact if there's any discrepancies from KPMG or any other auditor that is auditing your customers. So if there is a discrepancy, John is the person that would answer that question and make sure your customer is entitled correctly. And so I have him on the call to, of course, verify any of the things that I'm talking about today, but also, as a general introduction that is very approachable. As questions come up, feel free to, send myself an email or even directly to John if you think that's necessary. But let's get started. This presentation is going to work best in screen show mode, so if you don't have it in screen show mode, you're going to want to put it in screen show mode. What we're going to go through today is based off of, like Nancy mentioned, some of the feedback that we've been getting on, specific topics that you want to have covered and generally get a better understanding of. I also record and track the questions that come in, of which there's been 172 different customer scenarios over the last 3 months that have come in, specifically related to, situations like this, and we've sent back responses and tried to answer those. What I've done is I've picked out, and you may, if you're on the call and you recognize some of these scenarios, they might very well be yours. I'm, of course, going to leave the names of the companies out, but these are actual customer situations and pricing questions that have come in from the field that I'm going to utilize to explain how these situations and scenarios are entitled. So I appreciate all the questions because that absolutely gave me the material for this presentation. So what we're going to go through today, entitlements for NetCool. Specifically, we're going to spend time on the bundle. The bundle is the best way to entitle your customer. It rarely is it the case that straight omnibus would be the best way to entitle your customer. Typically, the omnibus and ITNM bundle are going to be the very best way to entitle your customer, so we're going to spend time on that today. We're going to talk in general, giving you a background on the common parts and the entitlements in this suite of products. We're going to talk about using the RVU volume discount table, and then we're going to go right into our scenario. So you should have received, as you will receive with each of the presentations that come up, a set of scenarios. And these scenarios are, like I said, the pricing questions that I've received from the field. And you can kind of try your luck at this and see if you can figure it out prior to the meeting. But those are the scenarios we're going to go through in this presentation and completely answer and show you how to configure those customer environments. We're also going to talk specifically about tech, the omnibus, and the opportunities we have there, the special pricing considerations that are going to, you know, take place over the next 18 to 20 months, and then also the add-on, so Impact as an add-on to the NetCool suite, as well as ITNM on its own and the gateway are going to be covered in this presentation. So as we move forward, we're going to move on to slide number 3. And I think I'd just start straight out by walking through the steps to pricing out network and event management. So there are certain things that you must find out from your customer in order to correctly answer these questions. And, you know, before I go forward, please note that if you want to ask a question, you know, just go ahead and hit your star cue, and there'll be questions that come in, and we'll make pauses throughout the presentation after each section and answer a few of those questions. So quickly, what you're going to need to do is identify, you know, simple devices in the environment. This is a new concept, but directly matches all of the Smart Planet marketing and push that IBM has into the world of managing both IT and non-IT assets. But typically we have point-of-sale products, relays, machinery that's connected to the computer equipment, anything that is what would be considered a simple device that your customer wants to manage events coming from would be called a basic event device. And so we want to have a general count of how many of those are in the environment the customer wants to manage. We also want to get a general count of any system that we'd want to pull into the overall omnibus manager of manager scenario, like an HP OpenView or an SCOM, which is Microsoft's managing system. We want to know how many of those are in the environment that the customer would rather just utilize the work that they've done to configure that tool, but then pull that information into Omnibus and have Omnibus be the manager of managers. That's one scenario. The other scenario, of course, would be going directly to these devices and entitling them with the event device entitlement. So in that scenario, we need to count all of the devices for Omnibus. So all of the devices within Omnibus environment that we want to manage, we're of course going to need to know how many devices there are, all right? Determine if failover or high availability is needed. And then determine if the customer is interested in a bidirectional gateway to a service desk. So, for instance, if they want to have a ticket automatically created when an event comes in, or information feeding back into the event management system from the ticketing system. For instance, if a help desk employee speaks to the end user, updates the ticket with information, and the customer would like that information that was just typed in fed back into the Omnibus system, then we would be looking at a bidirectional gateway. It's as simple as that. I know it can get kind of confusing, but whenever you're entitling that service desk, that's basically what you're trying to do, is open up or auto-generate help desk tickets and then communicate back to the network admin team that's looking at the Omnibus screen with whatever notes have been updated in the ticket. All right? So, and then a couple other points is there's no need to price webtop users any longer. So if you're familiar with the old pricing terminology, webtop was something that you would sell a base of and then concurrent or authorized users for. There's no need for that any longer. Webtop is now included in the base Omnibus. Also, there is a limited use license of Impact that is included in the base Omnibus. So there would be no need to license Impact to connect to other Tivoli products. So in the past, it was necessary to license Impact to connect to the IBM Tivoli monitoring system or maybe the Tivoli asset database. There's no longer a need for that. Those connections are included with the limited use license of Impact. All right. So step two. Once we have these devices counted, you would take that number and put it into the RVU calculator. And this will give you a specific number of RVUs that you would want to then put into the SQO tool. So it is very important that you put the number of devices that have been counted into the RVU calculator. If you just did a one-to-one type of relationship, you would be keeping your customer from getting the correct discounting available to them, and they'd end up being over-entitled for the environment. So it's very important to use that RVU calculator, or there is a manual way I'll show you down in the presentation, but the RVU calculator is the best way. All right? There are, in the RVU calculator, several definitions that you want to make yourself familiar with whenever you get into licensing the gateways or Impact. There's Tier 1, Tier 2s, and Tier 3s that have specific technologies associated with them. And that's a good source to, you know, quickly understand what you need to entitle for your customer. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later as well. But that's in another important step. And then step four, enter the RVU calculations into the SQO tool, and then you should have a quote that you can take to your customer or, you know, an ultimate figure that you can build into the presentation that you're going to give to your customer. All right, so let's dive into Omnibus and Network Manager most frequently used parts. There's two most frequently used parts that you're going to find or encounter more often than not, and one is the base install. The OBTRLL. This is a $15,000 U.S. price. There's also a 50% off special for non-production. That's your test and your dev. You can, you know, send me an email and I can send you a copy of that special. Or if you have it already, that's just what you would use in your special bid to get the regional pricers to agree for the 50% off special on non-production. This base includes Omnibus base for event management, includes Network Manager for IP base for the network management, which is just a slight bit deceiving because network management actually is the function of root cause analysis and network topology discovery. So the function that builds the actual diagram of the network for your customer and then also determines the and graphically shows the actual root cause is the network manager function. This base also includes the webtop GUI, as we discussed before, and the limited use license of Impact. The second most frequently used part is the entry tier. So this entry tier is a very good proposition for your customer because it actually entitles your customer for both event management of Omnibus and the functions within the network manager. So when you use the entry tier, your customer is entitled to do event management for every device in the environment that's managed with this entry tier, as well as a topology discovery, as well as root cause analysis. So very compelling proposition for your customer. Now, the caveat to the entry tier is that you're only allowed to use entry tier on the first 1,000 devices in the environment. So if you have more than 1,000 devices in the environment, then you would need to move to an additional part number that we're going to discuss next. So on to page 5.
Yeah, George, just before you do yeah. just to make it really clear on that, when we're talking about up to 1,000 devices in an environment, we're essentially talking as 1,000 devices per customer. It's not if you've got a number of different bases, you can have 1,000. It's not if you've got different installations within the same customer, you can multiple lots of 1,000, is 1,000 per customer.
Yes, thank you, John. And that has come up often over the last couple of months, is the scenario where you have different bases, and so can I do an additional 1,000? No. So what you're wanting to look at is 1,000 devices per customer. Is this also in regards to sites, John? Could you have 1,000 devices per site?
No, it's per customer.
Okay.
Customer is the only valid discrimination that software group pricing would allow us to have. So if you're on multiple sites, sorry, it's still 1,000 entry devices per customer.
Okay. Thank you, John, for that clarification. All right. So moving on. So what happens after the first 1,000 devices? After the first 1,000 devices, if your customer would like the entitlement to do event management, they would need to entitle your customer, or you would need to entitle your customer with the event device part number, DOB8WLL. So any single device after the first 1,000 entitled and they want to do event management, they would need to entitle the rest of the environment with the event device entitlement. And again, you would take that number, let's say we'll have an example going forward, but just for purposes right now, if there was an additional 200 devices, you would need to put that 200 into the RVU calculator, and whatever came out as the number of RVUs, you would need to include that as event device. Now, the same is true of the network management. If your customer would like to do root cause analysis and topology discovery beyond the first 1,000 devices, they would need to entitle the rest of that environment with network device entitlement. So the situation is that you would need actually both when you're going above the 1,000 devices. Now, some other additional parts that you find on this page are the basic network device, the basic event device, and as you can see, that's a much lower price point. So we're really trying to encourage the customers to manage and entitle that environment that it's currently not even pulling into the Omnibus environment or the network management environment. And then also, on the other side of the spectrum, you can see the element management system, which is quite high in comparison to the basic event, but the element management system, DOB9LLL, for $58,000, and this is what you entitle the HP OpenViews, the SCOM litany of specific network devices that you would want to, you know, pull into the manager. So an element management system, EMS, basically is a system that manages other devices. Moving on to the next page. I talked about the RVU calculation table. Here's just the manual look at this RVU calculation. This is a tool that was created to provide volume discounting to our customers. And as you can see, as their environment grows above 2,000, they're looking at a 3-to-1 to almost a little bit better than a 3-to-1 type of ratio for every device that's added to the environment. So the RVU calculator actually pulls this in and does this for you automatically. But if you, you know, in a pinch, you can utilize these tables to quickly calculate how many RVUs would be necessary. And the important thing to note is that it's very similar to income taxes, that the first 100 are a 1-to-1 ratio, and then the next 150 are at 0.9, and then kind of on down the line. You can't just say, I have 2,000, so you multiply that by 0.4. It's the first 100 are a 1-to-1, and then on down the line. Okay. So now we're going to get into our scenario number one. And I'm going to do two scenarios, and then I'm going to stop for questions, because these first two scenarios are pretty basic, and they might clear up some of the questions that you would have. So scenario number one, let's say you have a customer that has, and this is, again, this is an actual scenario, and I've used this one in some of my other presentations, so you might have seen it before. But this is an actual scenario that had come in, 200 servers, 150 are Intel, 50 are non-Intel, and 300 network devices. So you have a total of 500 total devices. The customer wants to do event management, network topology, and root cause analysis. So again, if you don't have it in screen show mode, this is where it starts to become important to have it in screen show mode, because it builds on the environment. So let's flip into the next page. We look at the solution. We look at the 150 Intel servers, the 50 non-Intel servers, and then the 300 network devices. This is 500 devices. So again, we're counting the number of devices that we want to have managed. 500 devices. We simply just run this through the RVU calculator. That gives us 435 entry device, DOB 8ILL. That's $56,500 BL level. Then we add the function, or we don't add, but we need to have the base for this solution, which is the Omnibus and ITM bundled base offering, DOB TRLL, for $15,000. Total $71,550. Now, I put in here, consider using competitive replacement play. There is currently a competitive replacement play out there that allows for, you know, up to 50% off in these competitive situations. If you don't have to discount that, please don't. You know, save yourself the revenue. But in a highly competitive situation, you have that pricing play that you certainly could use in this scenario. So please consider it. All right. So now we're going to move to a slightly more complex environment. We have 800 servers, 600 network devices. Customer wants event management, network topology, and root cause. So basically, they just have a few more devices than the last scenario. But as you can see, 1,400, they have more than the 1,000 that you would need to do entry device with. So moving on to the next slide, we're going to build the solution. 800 servers, 600 network devices. You count the first 1,000 devices as entry tier and run through the RVU calculator. So that's 710 RVUs of DOB ILL, $92,300. Next, you add the additional entitlement for 400 more devices with event device and network device. 400 is 355 RVUs of each that would be needed. This adds an additional 152,650. Apologize. My computer slowed down for a second. I'll be back in a second. Then you simply add the base. You know, if you've built it out already, you see that you simply just add the base to this environment. And then you add the you have a total of 259,950, and again, you know, consider using the competitive replacement pricing play for this scenario as well. So here we see the bundle being utilized for an environment over 1,000 devices. So at this point, I'm going to stop and ask for any questions that you have. Make sure everybody's following along. You know, the goal of this specific pricing discussion is though that you do understand how to price this bundle. So are there any questions at this time?
Again, to ask a question, you'll press star 1. Your first question comes from Brian Newman. Your line is open.
Hey, going back to the RVU calculation table, I know you said it was kind of like is the first 100, is it multiplier 1, and then you work your way down. I'm assuming that is also per customer and not per transaction, right? So say they get by 2,000 at one time or on one transaction, and then the next transaction you would start at 2,001, correct?
Great question, Brian. I'm going to go ahead and let John answer that question.
Yeah, Brian, that's a great question. In general, it's per transaction. Because there is no way in Passport Advantage of accurately tracking what a customer's current entitlement is. So in general, we would say that you reapply the RVU table on a transactional basis. That's certainly what the calculator does. They do get the benefit that they're after in terms of their of their entitlement, but I would say apply it on a per-transaction basis because it obviates the necessity to track what they already have.
Okay.
And that's the way that the Micromuse products had been sold for years, and as a matter of fact, in other parts of the world, they just, you know, they just kind of mandate that that's the way that you'd want to, you know, do your pricing to the customer is per transaction. It really gives you the leverage to negotiate with them on you buy more now, you take more risk, but you're going to get a lower price.
All right. It does seem like it's a little dicey, though, that they can get the basic bundle, right, up to 1,000 devices, that's per customer, but then the multipliers per transaction. So is there any pushback on that?
Sure.
Yeah.
You definitely, definitely do get a little pushback on that. And again, you know, it's something that you can negotiate with your customer.
Okay.
I will point out that whenever you look at a customer's entitlement and the way that the auditors would look at a customer's entitlement is that they add up the number of RVUs, find out what device count that calculation comes to, and then if the device count and the number of devices that are in the managed environment equal, the customer is not out of compliance. So, you know, there is a situation where there may be some converging of old contracts into new contracts and the total number of RVUs and then ran through the RVU calculator would equal a greater number of devices than what was originally intended. And that's just possible because of the converging of all the old contracts. All right, so are there any other questions?
Yes, your next question comes from Gary Butnick. Your line is open.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Great.
Yeah, actually, I was asking you a question when your computer froze to kind of help you along there, but,
uh-huh.
but But one was partially answered because, as I said, it's very hard to trace entitlements to determine who already has, you know, used the first 1,000 in the bundle. So, yeah, I think you answered that, saying it's per transaction, because I think it's really hard to track. Second thing was, which I think some folks might be confused on, is I think in the, like, IT&M, is there any tiering of devices at all, or the first 1,000 could be applied to any type of tiered device?
The first 1,000 can be applied to any type of tiered device, and any device after that, there's no tiering either. So a network device is a network device is a network device, regardless of the amount of gigs that, you know, would be pushing through it or the specific type of device. There's no tiering with that network device entitlement.
Okay, so that's to be clear, because in some of the other products there is device tiers. We actually have to look at the type of device. You put it into a device tier like with TNPM.
That's
so
right.
I just think that needs to be clear to people that a device is a device is a device in terms of this specific offering.
Yeah,
that's correct.
With the Omnibus and Network Manager bundle from the network side, a device is a device unless it's a basic network device. That's your point of sale terminals, etc. So that's the only breakdown there. That will also be true for the standalone network manager in the future. However, we haven't got to a point where that's been repriced yet. So at the moment, the standalone network manager does actually have two tiers. And, George, you're right, that's based at a breakpoint around the gigabit Ethernet level.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Good point. So this idea of not having to count the gigabit size or the actual device is only applies right now to this bundled offering, and there is one exception within the bundled offering, and that is with these simple devices.
Okay.
Okay.
I just didn't want people to abuse it and kind of use it for, there's some service providers with big, you know, monster switches like, you know, Juniper ERXs or something that would be way up there. It's almost like giving money away. So that's something we have to consider.
Okay. Thank you, Gary.
Yep.
Any other questions?
Yes. Your next question comes from Steven Zakaev.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Steven.
A few of us in the room here together. I'm just the spokesperson. But first thing, on the bundle, the lower-cost bundle of 1,000, if a wise customer says, okay, I got 10 sites across the U.S., I'll just buy 10 times this 1,000 and put it in my different sites, does that work?
No. The bundled offering is per customer, not per site, just per customer.
So it's a one-time deal. They get this little extra offering up front. Okay. The second question that we have is, in your example of the 800 services...
Well, let me restate that. There could be situations where your customer has the base, then they have a failover, then they have a production, then they have a development.
Uh-huh.
And in that scenario, they would be able to license or entitle that base 4 times.
Okay. Okay. On your latest solution, the 800 servers and 600 network devices, so we were looking at it, and then the gentleman was asking you about the RV calculator, and we were looking at that again. Those are 1,400 devices in total, and the RV calculator would have said the multiplier is 0.4, but... In your example, you take 400 devices and say it's actually 355 RVs, 1,000 devices are 710. So we're trying to figure out how does the calculator work again?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
If you show us, it'd be just multiplied by 0.4, so 1,000 would be 400. 700
right.
400 would be, I don't know, 150 or something, 170.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because if you're asking it, then that we needed some further clarification. But... The reason that it's calculated this way is goes back to the root of only the first 1,000 devices can be calculated as entry tier. And then after you utilize the first 1,000 devices, you have to take the next 400 and put them in the RVU calculator as 400 devices, and that kicks you back 355 RVUs for each the network device or the event device. So it's not in no place do you put 1,400 whenever you're calculating the bundle. You take the first 1,000, which is 710 RVUs of the entry tier, and then you take the next 400, which gives you 355 of both event device and network device.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Any other questions?
There are no other questions at this time.
Okay, so we're going to move on. Scenario number three. All right, this comes up quite often. The question, how many servers do you have? 800 servers. But I'm using ITM to monitor these, so I do not have to pay, right? So let me address this quickly right here. ITM does resource and performance management, and that is a separate entitlement from event management. And in this scenario, your customer, if they would want to have Omnibus be the event manager of this ITM environment, would need to, you know, keep their entitlement of ITM, but then also add the entitlement of Omnibus for the event management. Right? So, yes, they would need to pay for both. Second question, how many network devices? 600. So it's similar to the situation before, but I'm using HP OpenView to manage these. So the customer wants a pure manager or manager. So they want to bring these together, wants event consolidation on all these devices so they can see all the faults in one place. They do not want to replace OpenView. All right, so the solution. So I have 800 servers managed by Tivoli Monitoring. I have 600 network devices managed by HP OpenView. I would sell this customer two element management systems, one for OpenView and one for ITM, and that's $112,000. Then I would sell the Omnibus base for $15,000 for a total price of $127,000. So also here, consider using the competitive replacement, because make no mistake that HP is aggressively pursuing to be the manager of manager of this environment. They don't come close to doing it nearly as well as what we do, but it certainly is a competitive replacement or a competitive stalling, you know, inside this account. So please consider using that competitive replacement play as well. And then also consider customer is entitled to impact for adding the context to ITM events. So any information that has been wrote about any additional events, you would be able to pull that into Omnibus with the limited use license of Impact. Okay. Next scenario. Same scenario as before, but the customer wants to communicate with a Remedy help desk. So, again, 800 servers are using ITM, 600 network devices using HP OpenView, and customer wants event consolidation on all these devices, but then they also want to add the addition of communicating with the service desk, bidirectional communication, opening up a trouble ticket, and then any information that's added to that trouble ticket, they want that fed back into this manager and manager, so a NOC operator, without going to the help desk ticket, can see any notes that have been added. So here's our previous solution. And now all we've done is we've simply added one Tier 2 gateway, a D60YBLL, for $51,400. That gives us the specific communication with the Remedy help desk system. So, again, $178,000 for this opportunity, and this is really a very, even though that appears to be a lot of money, $51,000 compared to the overall solution, it is a really sought-after feature for many of the customers, and they would be willing to buy this out-of-the-box integration that we supply for the Remedy help desk. And if Remedy is in there, also, you know, please consider using the competitive replacement play because they also would be making a play for the manager or manager. So just for giggles, we wanted to take a look at, you know, what if they wanted to use TSRM instead of Remedy? So in this scenario, same as before, but as we build out, we're doing 20 authorized users at a $28,000 per user, so total cost of $56,000, to just add the software in for IBM Tivoli Service Request Manager. There would also be integration cost, of course, with this, but in the long term, this might be a more cost-efficient solution for your customer to possibly move to the TSRM as opposed to Remedy. And, of course, this is one that is not an example that I had. I just added this, you know, as something to think about as you move forward. So it's not that much more to replace their help desk than it is as far as the software cost to connect the gateway to Remedy. All right? So $183,000 for those 20 users. Okay, so at this point, before I move to tech or NetView to NetCool, I would like to take another just quick pause and see if there's any questions on those scenarios that we went through.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. There are no questions in the queue at this time.
Okay, so that's good because this is an important subject and I want to make sure that we spend some time on. It's come up frequently over the last couple months because we are narrowing into an area where a customer does not have as much time to replace tech as what they have in previous years. So what before was did not have as much teeth now has quite a bit of emphasis for a customer to move to NetCool or Omnibus as opposed to tech. Now, there are significant incentives in place to move to Omnibus from tech, the first of which is that you can take any expense that your customer has had on the actual licenses, not maintenance, but the licensing of tech, again, not maintenance, but licenses, and apply that towards the purchase of Omnibus. So any invoice that's in FastPass can be applied directly to the purchase of Omnibus. And that can be applied against their entitled price. Or the second is a more frequently used alternative, and that is just to use the 50% discount that is already in the parts that are available within Passport Advantage and upgrade your customers. So you can use the discounted parts that are available within Passport Advantage at a 50% off what the regular prices are and use that to replace that environment. Now, customers are going to have support for both products for 18 months. So we have seen many situations where customers are very reluctant to upgrade off of tech. And in these scenarios, they can even continue, let's say their environment grows and they want to, you know, move to Omnibus, but not right now. Well, that's not a problem. They can continue, they can buy the Omnibus licenses for the new environment and be entitled to run both tech and Omnibus for that new environment for a period of 18 months. So your customer that is fully getting off of tech and not wanting to put the resource to it right now has the option of running them both in parallel or just running tech for a period of 18 months until they can switch over. Tech and NetView support will end at April 2012. What I'll tell you is, as far as the integration is concerned, there have been many integrations done by the IBM team. There's also a couple of business partners that we have utilized to do a lot of these integrations. There's been one business partner in particular that has done a one-day workshop that allows the customer to, you know, have enough understanding to at least start the migration process themselves, and that's at a one-day charge. So anywhere from 1 day to 2 months of services, and your customer could be able to migrate over to the new system. Okay, so here we see a specific example of the RVU calculator. And what I wanted to point out here is that in box E6, you're able to do a pull down and choose the maintenance for 12 months for the trade up from tech. Now, what happens when you do this is it changes all of your parts to the actual trade up parts. So you don't have any guesswork. You don't have to go into SQO to find it out. They're all right there already, and you can just enter in the number of devices, give you the RVU count that you would want to use in this trade-up scenario. Very handy tool. I believe John actually created this, so thank you, John. But please, I encourage you to use that to save yourself a lot of time when figuring these trade-ups. So now let's go to an example. Before I go to an example, let me just pause real quick to see if there are any questions on the mechanics behind these trade-ups.
There are a few questions in queue. The first one is Wayne Brent. Your line is open.
Yes, hi.
Hey, George. I want to confirm a point you said before. If we've got a customer who has a prod environment and a dev environment, and they're going to do a competitive replacement, then we would go ahead and be able to offer the 1,000 unit pricing for both of the distinct environments, correct?
You would be able to offer the base for the prod and the dev. You could also offer the, I don't know if your customer is going to have 1,000 devices in dev, but however many devices they have in dev could, you know, certainly they could buy, you know, for that environment as well as the failover. Our failover or our dev environment. But I don't see many customers that have the same number of devices out there in a dev environment that they do in a prod environment.
Okay, so I don't understand the answer then. I'm sorry, George. So they would get the bundle for each environment, that pricing, starting, you know, get entitlement for 1,000 devices at the lower pricing?
John, do you understand what he's saying?
I haven't
had that come up ever before, actually.
No, I must admit, I haven't had it come up either, but given that you're looking at a production environment and a non-production environment.
Well, actually, what I'll be looking at is going to be three environments. They're going to have test or dev. They're going to have basically their staging environment, which will be an exact copy of production, and then they'll go into production.
I think we'll have to get back to you on that one to be exactly definitive on it. Certainly, in terms of your production environment and your test dev environment, I don't see there being a problem having basic devices in your test dev environment. The staging one, I'm going to have to go back and look at the licensee, see exactly what it says on that one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good question.
Next question, James Brodsky.
Oh, hi,
hey, George. How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for the presentation so far. This is actually another customer that Wayne and I have been working with, so that's where this example comes from. We have a lot of customers that have far less than 1,000 devices, but for whatever reason, they're operating many EMSs in their environment. They may have EMSs from companies like Nortel or Juniper or Ciena, and they may have four or five devices behind them. And they may have the option, you know, to receive events directly from those devices, but for various different reasons would like to keep the EMS in place.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the pricing model isn't terribly flexible and doesn't care how many devices are actually behind that EMS. But so is there any leeway that we can apply when the EMS is managing a paltry number of devices like that?
Do you want me to take that one, George?
Sure.
It's a simple one. No. If you're getting the events from the EMS, then you have to license the EMS. If you bypass the EMS and go directly to the devices and don't take anything from the EMS at all, then you can price it on a device basis. One of the challenges with the EMS pricing is that if you look at it one way, it presents a challenge. From the other side, it presents an opportunity for the customer because it doesn't matter how many devices you have behind that EMS. It does give you an opportunity with a number of generic EMSs to directly replace them using the competitor takeout play, but I recognize for some of the telecom EMSs like the Norton ones probably that you're referring to, we don't have a direct replacement for that. That being said, with the telco EMSs, usually the value of the devices underneath the EMS are significant, and so the cost for managing them via an EMS is less of an issue.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
And I did want to point out that in the case of the EMS, do note for everyone on the call that we have developers that are designing software to extract information from these element management systems. And so, therefore, there is a charge, you know, for that type of information. That's not true on every single EMS in every single case, but many of them, there is specific out-of-the-box code that allows us to extract the information from the element management system and port it directly into Omnibus. And that's kind of what you're paying for. Because your customer would like to utilize that element management system and then have Omnibus be the manager of managers. If they don't want to utilize that element management system and go directly to collect, you know, simple information from the devices behind the element management system, they do not need to charge for the element management system. Okay, are there any other questions before we move on to the Tech Omnibus example?
Yes, sir. There's one more. Zenon Petrosky, your line is open.
Yes. I just had one quick comment on the scenario where you added the service request manager to replace the competitive service desk. Don't forget that will require a lot of services, so there'll be services dollars that your customer will have to incur. However, if it's a great opportunity when the customer has a really old service desk from either CA, BMC, or HP, because that, they'll have to do a rip and replace of that as well. So just wanted to point that caveat out.
Yes, and I thought that I had mentioned that, but thanks for stressing that further. And that actually brings up a fantastic point. You know, many of my customers that I've worked with over the past, you know, quite honestly, want to replace a help desk like they'd like to have a toenail ripped off, and unless it's really a sore for them. So the opportunity to have bidirectional communication to a variety of these service desks that already exist is phenomenal, and it's actually a huge competitive differentiator for the NetCool suite over any other managers of managers that are out there. So thanks for pointing that out. Good note. Any other questions?
One more. Wayne Brent, your line is open.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, George. So the reference that James brought up for a potential replacement, the customer will have, you know, several EMSs, and I think it may knock us out of the running just from a pricing standpoint. I know there's value added, but for the few devices behind it, and a type of account that we want to get into and grow, my point is you might want to take a closer look at these sometimes. Just it makes the hurdle higher, especially when you add services to rip and replace, which customers really don't want to do. But to win a new account and get our footprint in there, to me, is huge at this point.
Yes, and I think that the pricing organization is very flexible with competitive situations, and we take them in one-off situations, as everybody has done. So let's like we've done others, Wayne, let's pull that one off and, address it, you know, individually as well and try to nail it down and do what's right for the customer. That makes sense.
Yes.
Any other ones before I dive into the Tech Omnibus?
There are no other questions at this
point. Okay. So what I'd like to point out here is that look at your tech customers. Look at what they're currently paying maintenance for. If you have trouble figuring that out and do not know how to use OnTarget or FastPass to do it, please give me a call. But if you do, find out how much they're paying for yearly maintenance. Look at that stream. Look at how much it would cost to upgrade to Omnibus. In this case, if they're paying $50,000, it costs $80,000 to upgrade to Omnibus. Look at this over a three-year spend. And in this particular scenario, there's a $6,000 savings. You have to take into consideration that the discounted price for the licenses does not apply to the next year's pricing. So it's back to full maintenance cost for years two and three. So that's why the $32,000 is in there, reflective of the full license charge and then the maintenance off of that. So moving on, here's another example. This one, I don't know if Alex is on the line, but he might be familiar with this particular scenario. And this is more complex, but I wanted to give this one to you because a lot of the stuff we get out there is complex. It's not, you know, as simple as what sometimes, you know, we give as examples. But here's one of the more complex ones, but I think that this will resonate with a lot of people that have these more complex opportunities. Customers, current tech, they're wanting to move to Omnibus. They have two physical locations, one in Topeka, Kansas, one in Fort Worth, Texas, 1,200 servers. Now, 100 simple devices that they currently are not pulling into tech, but they'd like to have these as part of the managed environments. I want to point out that whenever you go into these tech to Omnibus upgrades, and they have an additional environment that they would now like to include, you can utilize the trade-up part numbers for that additional environment that actually is not a trade-up. So to keep things simple, product management, John, has agreed to allow you to go ahead and include these additional environments in the environment you're trying to replace. So just wanted to make that important point. There's no network devices in scope right now. That's pretty common because our tech and ITM customers were not responsible for the network, so they don't have control of that. The network team has their own stuff, but once they see how good Omnibus is, they may want to extend manager out to those devices as well. This particular customer has six mainframes using BMC MainView, 1,200 MSUs. So let's take a look at this environment. As you build it out, you have the two data centers. The mainframes are in Topeka, 600 servers in each. You want to have a GUI for each environment. That's not a problem. There's no need for additional user cost or additional GUI licenses, just one charge for the Omnibus base, $7,500. $7,500 is reflective of the 50% off, as you note, of the cost. And then you have the 710 RVUs, $46,000. As you can also see, that's 50% of what it would typically be. So my first 1,000 devices, 710 RVUs, then I need to add an additional 200 devices, which is 190 RVUs for $17,000. And then I need to pull my my mainframe environment into this. My mainframe environment, I am allowed to use one EMS entitlement for every 400 MSUs on a mainframe. So it's just a little simple math there. I need three EMS device trade-up parts, and that gives me $84,000. Now we have the trains and the printers. $2,000 for the 100 basic devices that I'd like to have pulled into this element management system. So we can take this customer, which I'm sure is paying a lot for maintenance on tech currently, and for $156,000, they have this new Omnibus environment. And that is the tech to Omnibus And this, of course, is a recording, and you can go back through this presentation to pick up all these part numbers as you move forward. But in the interest of time, I'm going to move on to some quick other examples on additional environments. Here's another one with just 500 basic devices. They want to do both network and event management, 71,000. Moving on to the next slide, we have an omnibus. And this is, again, one with just slightly different than the one we had before where they have 200 additional devices, so 109. But in these, I try to give it, kind of on one page without build so that you can use these examples to share with your customer. And they're off of line level pricing, so you can make your customer feel good about the entitlements they might have built up in the past or any potential discount you're doing as a competitive replacement. And so now I quickly move on to impact. And I am five after the hour. I'm just going to spend another 5 minutes going through these add-on parts, and then we're going to open it up for questions. But impact is rather pricey add-on to the environment. I'm not going to go into what impact does, but I will point out that there is a current special in place that allows for any customer that has IBM Tivoli monitoring to be able to purchase impact for up to 60% off of list. So that includes both the Impact install or the Impact tier components. In licensing the tier components, what you need to take into consideration is that what you're licensing is the ability to pull information from a specific data source. And in the different tiers, we have the definition of the data sources that you can pull information from. So an Oracle data source is a Tier 1. For instance, SNMP is a Tier 1 third party. A Tier 2 would be more specific for the telco world with the Cramer, so on and so forth. And then a Tier 3 would be the Vitria JMS, or more telco-specific type of device. When you license that type of device that you're pulling information from or data source, you're licensing it for the entire environment. So you're able to pull information into Impact from any Oracle database if you have the entitlement of a Tier 1. And you're able to, you do have to, however, have entitlement for each different install. So if you have three installs of Impact, one for production, one for failover, one for test, and you have three, you would then need to have three Tier 1 entitlements as well. Quick Impact example, you'd have the base install, and this is where there's a basic flat file out there that, let's say, has asset information specifically on resources that you're managing, and you need one Tier 1 for flat files to pull this information in. So the two part numbers listed would be the two part numbers you would need to entitle. Now, the one thing I did want to point out for IT&M, we have not talked about this as a standalone product. Gary Budnick brought it up quickly, but the base install for IT&M standalone, $63,000. So you can quickly see why a customer would gravitate towards the bundle offering over this standalone offering. But if you are in a situation with multiple resources that you're managing, the situation might arise that you'd want to use this standalone pricing. Keep in mind, when you're entitling the environment, servers count at a 5-to-1 ratio. So for every 5 servers in an environment, you count that as one device. And then you take the accumulated number of devices and put that into the RVU calculator. So that's just a simple point I want to make sure people understood about the IT&M for IP pricing. And then the only other point I want to make in this presentation is to just drive home the fact that if you are entitling an ITM do not need to do both a element management system and then price per device. You can do either or. So you can, in this particular example, I'm pricing 700 servers using the element management system. The element management system has a flat cost, and if that environment grows to 17,000 servers, they still are only paying for that one flat cost of feeding ITM events into Omnibus. There's your flat cost. Now, let's look at that same environment, but not as an element management system. They would price each device individually, and the cost is a little bit higher and will continue to go higher as they add servers to that environment. Now, also keep in mind that that might be a good thing for a sales rep that is looking to, you know, grow this, you know, customer environment, because there are other advantages with having direct connection to each of the servers over. They're able to use all the same facilities of the IT, of the EMS, but they have additional functions that they are going to have whenever they're connected direct to the device, and also would be additional revenue for the sales rep that's selling to this environment that's growing. So at this point, that's the end of this
George?
Pre-done. Yes.
Can I just add in a little bit more on that? It's important to remember that when you're using ITM as an EMS, it's purely for passing performance management events into Omnibus. You're not allowed to do it, pass event, other events in through from other things. And additionally, if you go to a device-based licensing, you can use not only the ITM capability on those devices, but you can actually use any other method of managing those devices, whether that be SNMP or syslog or whatever else. So you get a much richer capability for your customer if you price by device. Primarily, the EMS pricing is used where you're in a competitive situation against somebody else that's got a competitor EMS like HP OpenView or Microsoft MOM. Those are the cases where you might want to definitely use it. The EMS for ITM, but in general, use the device basing because it gives your customer significantly greater value.
All right, so that's the presentation. Obviously, this is available for download. Hopefully, we're able to clear up a lot of the questions people have about entitling these type of environments. I know there'll still be questions as they come up. And we're here to help. The goal is that eventually everybody will, you know, be able to recognize an opportunity, within a few minutes after asking a few questions, what is the, you know, opportunity from a dollar standpoint, and know how to spend their time based on that, and then also are able to correctly, you know, communicate with the customer about the entitlements they have and the entitlements they might need for their environment. So with that, I'm going to open it up for any additional questions. I know we're after the hour, so we might have lost a few people, but if there's anybody else out there that has some questions, please feel free.
We do have a question from Gary Budnick. Your line is open.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, George. One more question on impact, because I know we've gotten this question before. You know, uh-huh. Say how you license it by the impact install, the instance. So, for example, if a customer wants to connect to Oracle and something else, you know, XML or even DB2, would they need two, or would one instance of that allow them to connect to two different sources, so to speak? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they would need one for Oracle, one for, you know, let's say, Sybase, or one for MySQL.
Okay, so it's not one impact install. They need one for each source that they're connecting to.
That's right.
Essentially, Gary, it's one per technology you're connecting to per impact server. So if you've got a cluster of three impact servers and you're connecting to Oracle and to MySQL, then you would need two because you're doing it to Oracle and MySQL, times three because you've got the three impact servers to give you a total of six.
Okay, so if you license it for tier one, it allows you to connect to any one of those, but not, you know, but it just has to be one.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, very good.
Thank you, Gary. Any other questions?
We have no questions at this time.
Great. So I have a to-do to get back about the test environment. It's a mirror image of the production environment, and if we're able to get above. And I'll send that to Nancy, and you can forward that to the group as well, because that might be something that comes up in other cases. But thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate it. And please call if you have any questions or need any further clarification. Thank you.
Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.